You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
Morning.
Morning. What's going on?
Not much. Right, no, there's a little bit. Before I get into it, I've got to say good morning to Mike from Pukka Curry, who is a long-time B-listener and Elvis impersonator.
Whoa, cool.
And his brother's a gooner, so don't hold that against him.
Okay, we'll let it pass. What's going on in the Mind Trench today, Rob?
Professor,
great start.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Right, Professor Daniel Costa, a marine ecologist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, has been tracking elephant seals for more than 25 years using increasingly sophisticated tags and other stuff to track the movements and diving behaviour of the seals during their foraging migrations.
Okay.
They've been swimming after them?
Or? Get it?
No, they've loaded them up with all sorts of bits and pieces, you know, like things.
Yeah, I wish you could see what Rob was trying to describe, bits and pieces with his hands. It sort of looks like he's tuning knobs on his head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jewellery and such.
Yeah, but when they go on their foraging migrations into the North Pacific. And they found out that they're having a bit of a power nap during dives that last up to 30 minutes, and they actually get into proper deep state sleep.
Under the water?
Underwater.
Whoa.
It's also been revealed that for most of their lives, elephant seals sleep just 2 hours a day, and that is from the dives that they do.
That is so impressive.
Efficient little guy. Well, big guys.
It's the first study to record brain activity in a free-ranging wild marine animal. During their months at sea, elephant seals rival the record for the least amount of sleep among all mammals. That fourth cup of tea just hit me.
as you were talking.
That's actually held. The least sleep is held by an African elephant. And I thought, is it?
How do they know? Is it just like one African elephant, or is it all African elephants?
They stand there with a watch or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because to measure brain activity, I thought you needed things like on the scalp. So I'm imagining a bunch of animals wearing like EEG caps. I don't know if you've seen them. They're really freaky looking.
Very sci-fi movie vibes.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought, is it? I'm normally just, so I thought I'm going to check this out.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm supposed to do. And after extensive research, I found out it's not. They sleep, elephants sleep between, this done my head in more than anything I've talked about today. It's in between 2.45 hours sleep to 2.81 hours per day. What is 2.81 hours? 2.45's got to be 2 hours 45 minutes, isn't it? What's 2.81? Is that
3 hours?
Are they just using like whole number decimals, or are they doing time?
Can I work out in some minutes? I kept looking at that and thinking 2.81. That's like 3 minutes.
You're taking the Mickey with that.
That's 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
Oh my god, my brain is not ready for this type.
But
do
you get what I'm talking about?
I get what you're talking about. I think that's not what they're saying, but I also understand how you've got there, Rob. Yeah. I do. I really do. Thanks.
Sloths sleep the longest, 18 hours a day.
Sorry, say that again. A sloth.
Sloths.
Sloth. Sloth.
I have
sloth.
A feeling.
Isn't it just a sloth?
Yeah.
All right, sloths.
Sloths.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Sloths.
Sloths. Oh,
wow.
Jesus.
It's right, anyway. Someone's just sent us a really good text, Rob, saying that they've seen a footage of a sleeping seal crash into a surfer.
Oh,
that feels like something you could, definitely give way.
Ask, when you do the surf report tomorrow, ask him, what is the elephant seal count today?
What's the seals out there?
Yeah. How many seals are
on
out
the
there
East
today?
Coast.
I feel like that's definitely something you could probably find on YouTube, is that video.
Right,
thank you.
Anyway, this is just collapsing, isn't it? Right, the scientists believe that they're sleeping while diving. It allows them to avoid predators like sharks and orcas and all that. Because when they're at the surface, that's when they're most vulnerable for attack.
Oh, yeah.
So what they do is, they can't have a snooze up there. So what they do is they basically have a quick breath, then bosh, they're off.
I quite like the idea of just like slowly sinking. It feels like a mindfulness exercise. You are an elephant seal. You are slowly sinking into the depths of the ocean.
Do not
in a
worry
deep
about
slumber.
The surfers. Do not worry about them.
Sharks aren't real. It's all in your head.
Someone's texted and see how many hours per day elephants spend eating. I've just looked it up. It's 80% of their day is spent eating.
Oh my god.
That's why they can't. They can only have like 2.81 hours sleep.
Someone's also explained that time measurement, and I'm still
confused.
What they say?
They've said 2.75 hours. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes. So 81 hours. It's not far past that.
So 2.45.
That would be just under 2.5 hours.
Just say it, silly, like 28 minutes. Just make it difficult. I struggle enough with everything anyway.
I feel that, Rob.
Let's move past the numbers.
Right now, that's about that. This is the most, I'd just like to tell you the most ridiculous thing I've ever read that didn't want to make me read it anymore because it's like, what's all this about?
Go on then.
Chili peppers may have existed in North America 50 million years ago.
Possibly.
But
maybe.
And non-committal.
It's just, why even bother saying it?
I actually find that very interesting, to be honest. Chili peppers are old as. What type of chili pepper did they say?
Red one. I don't know. Okay. Green one. I don't like hot. All that stuff.
You got a poem for us today, Rob?
No.
Okay, no
Please
poem.
Please don't put me on the spot. Day's just turning to kabarge at the moment.
Kabarge.
Clothes and kabarge.
Across the road from a boot fair.
I always forget she comes in very hot at the start of this track when I hit it. This is Rob's song of the year, he reckons.
Oh, without doubt.
Without a doubt. Hot Penny Day by Dry Cleaning, the Charlotte Adigiri and Bolas Poople remix. You're on
BFM. I always forget that last bit.
Bolas Poople.
Yeah,
good name.
And you.
Well, it's not what you think it is. Our relationship, well, it's not what you think it is. Disco pickle. Hot belly day. Hooked over man, woolen woman. Hot belly day. Hot penny day. Hot belly day. Hooked over man, woolen woman. Hot belly day. Hot belly day. Hooked over man. Drum. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great choice, Rob.
Hazmat suit, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking. Hot Benny Day, Charlotte Adigiri and Bolas Poople on the remix there. You're on BFM.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.